Cleveland's long sports nightmare has ended. The drought is over. 52 years. Time to celebrate a title. And the emotions for LeBron James, who delivers on his promise to come home and bring a championship to his beloved hometown.
And in the words of Coach Tyronn Lue, it was the shot by Michael Jordan. It was the drive by the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos. It was the fumble by Viner, and all been replaced by the block, the shot, and the D. People, Cleveland celebrates their celebration of winning their NBA title today, beating out the Philadelphia Phillies right now. But when they won their title, finally bringing a championship to Philadelphia, with 1.3 million people watching the Cavaliers celebrate and have their parade party. People, 347-637-3859. Welcome to Fair or Foul Wednesdays right here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. Again, my name is Michael Pyramid. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Look, I couldn't help it. It's the number two social app in the world. I got on board, and frankly, I have to admit when I'm wrong, because that's what I do. I admit when you're wrong. It's the barbershop. If you don't admit it, someone's going to call you out in it, because it's the barbershop, but Barbershop Talk is radio. I got a Snapchat, and I like it. So follow me, Mike_Pyramid Senior, is forever social media is sold, which is absolutely free. And since you're there, since it's free, follow the station, give you the identification at 1340 AM Fox Sports, and also follow the show of shows with the host of hosts. That's not Milan. I stole it from Frank Nitti, and I'm daring him to call in today and talk that trash all he wants to. You hear me, Frank? I'm calling you out, OG Nitti, on the Twitter. Make sure Von, you tweet him and say, I'm calling you out, OG Nitti, on Twitter to call in this program, okay? Follow Soul, S-O-U-L, in sports. If you can't spell that, then frankly, I don't even care to listen to the program, because you shouldn't be listening if you can't spell that. I mean, just seriously, it's okay. But as always, I'm not here alone, because who just wants to hear me all day? I know a lot of people do, actually. My kids, no, they don't. They're not ones who want to hear me talk all day. My wife definitely doesn't want to hear me talk all day. Maybe my coworkers, nope, because they don't always agree with me, neither do you. But it's okay, but I'm not here alone. But I'm only one half of the best Mike and Mike in radio. Welcome in, my man, Micah What's going on?
Yo, 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 it is me. It is me. And thank God they know it's M.E. Definitely on the Twitter. Man, treating those Nats like Clayton Kershaw and almost throwing a no-hitter. Man, I tell you. Whew, that was bad. But, you know, hey, they bounce back like we always do. M.P. won. How do you do, sir?
I am doing just fine, just fantastic, just fabuloso. I believe it's that thing that my wife buys from the store that cleans up messes. That's what I'm here to do today. Jay Chris is not here.
Pablo Cephalosha. I was like, Pablo Cephalosha.
Jay Chris is not here today. He is at his baseball off-season workout plan. So he's getting that started today. But also, as Wally has pulled a CM Punk. Yes, Vaughn, that's what he has pulled today. He is going to buy a brand new car. So he will not be here today, but it's okay. We are preempted by the Baltimore Orioles tonight, so it's okay. So for the next 90 minutes, I will be here to enjoy myself. And yes, people, if you cannot learn to enjoy yourself, then who can enjoy you? So Mike and Mike, we are here to take over the airwaves. And listen, before we go ahead and start off and take a break and get out to the guys, because today it's fair or foul, Micah. And typically, I revamped fair or foul where it was me asking the question, right? And then vote whether you guys were fair or foul. So that's how the show is going to go today. But with that, fair or foul today, let me go ahead and ask the question. Let's get one of those things out of the way right here, right now. I said all year long, right, all the so-called pundits out there started to jump on Mike Knox's bandwagon. That's my old name. You know, Micah, old habits die young. LeBron says, I ain't going nowhere for at least a year. Don't people just love how LeBron James trolls everybody? It makes the most sense, the same as it does for Kevin Durant. All this free agent talk for these really big free agents really don't really matter, does it? I mean, they're going to get $24, $25 million a season done. Dwight Howard, he obviously doesn't care. You know, Dwight Howard, hey, he just wants to go somewhere where somebody wants him. And lately, nobody wants Dwight Howard, at least not the way they used to want Dwight Howard. So he opts out. Darren Williams, which I don't understand why he would opt out, because nobody wants him either with the way that he played outside of his hometown Dallas that he begged, borrowed, and probably all but sold a piece to get home to. But with all that being said, LeBron says he's staying home. Micah, when you hear LeBron say I'm staying home, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel the same way that you've been calling it for, like, I don't know, the last, like, 7, 8 months or something like that. Folks, if you don't realize by now, this is the best Mike and Mike tandem on the radio. It's because we're not stupid. Now, granted, they can come at me. I don't care. They can say, well, you're slandering me. It's like, well, see, this is why we're the better than you, because we got thick skin. We're actually men. We don't cry. You know, one of the Mike is a man. The other Mike is a little soft. Anyway, aside from that, all these guys who are coming out to what you already said are just left dead in the water to me now. They are dead to me. You absolutely positively know your stuff, and anybody who disagrees obviously don't know enough. So LeBron's going to say he's going to get his paycheck. I think Durant's going to say he's going to get his paycheck. And once LeBron goes to this year, and let's just say, just for giggles, the Cavs repeat. Probably ain't going to happen. More likely ain't going to happen. But let's just say they repeat. He's still leaving. He's still leaving. Because guess what, Cleveland? You are still a factory of sadness. And the happiness was brought to you by a guy who you said all kinds of nasty stuff about, all kinds of racial epitaphs, including your owner, who was dumb enough to say out of his mouth that he was going to win the championship before LeBron did. Totally fair. It's totally fair what LeBron's going to do, because he owes Cleveland nothing now.
I wasn't ready for that. No, he doesn't. However, the one thing I've said about LeBron James over the course of the year, in the past 2 years, actually, is that I think what men should do, right, and just adults should do, you know, in general, you should know how to grow up. You know what I'm saying? And I think LeBron James has matured enough to change and not be. I never thought LeBron wanted to be the focal point of everything, including his celebration speech today. And he congratulated almost. He went through each individual player, almost on that team of what their importance was. to that team. But with Kyrie Irving, you know, saying, hey, he hasn't even hit his prime yet, and he's only, you know, 24, he'll be an MVP in his league, to, you know, Mo Williams and I have an unfinished business, to Dante Jones, who shouldn't even be here. He got a ring by luck because he's only been here 2 months. But, hey, in game six, in game five, when these guys were having foul trouble, he stepped up and gave us the best quarter that he thought defensively that they've had. Little things like that is, to me, why today in Fair or Foul, I want to discuss a lot of these issues, including one of them being fair or foul. Is it fair or foul to say LeBron James is better than Kobe Bryant? Let's talk to NBA players going over to the Olympics in Rio, and not just the NBA players doing it, but the Olympians, period. And then maybe a little bit of, you know, the fair or foul that the NBA players are reluctant to go because of this disease over in Rio, when other Olympians have not even mentioned it, and they're going over there to fight for their country. Like I said, King James leaving the cast, that's out of here. We know that's foul, at least for now, right? I got bars. See, not as many as you, but, you know, titty, litty, litty, doc, you know, the girl, whatever. Okay, Roman Reigns, 30-day suspension. Fair or foul, because technically he's still going to be in a triple threat match, y'all. He's still technically going to be at Battleground, because Battleground's not until July 24th. So still called everybody saying they're going to be a triple threat match. Nope, think again. Also, is it fair or foul to say the Redskins will repeat as NFC champions? Is it fair or foul to say Bryce Harper not living up to the hype as he did earlier in the season? Now, first month into the season, he was the baddest man on the planet. Now we're in the month number three, going into month number four, the dog days of summer. He hasn't played so well. Is he even the best player on his team? And also, my JMO today will be so impactful that I want the Chicago Bulls mask to hear the words that are coming out of my mouth as it regards to trading a hometown legend, a hometown hero, the likes that city has not seen since Isaiah Thomas, which they treated Isaiah bad, and he never won. And you can't even tell Isaiah's from Chicago. He's hated so much in that city being a Detroit Piston. But now you trade the hometown kid, Derrick Rose, and I will tell you why my Chicago Bulls will regret trading Derrick Rose. All this more, Michael. You ready to get this show started? Because I think I'm ready to go ahead and take a commercial break, come back, and educate the masses, as they say. What do you think?
Bruh, I am with you until the end. Or until 6.
Until the end. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio 1340, WHAP. You know where we are. Hopewell, homie.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters, call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Colonial Heights, and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Martin Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Puddleduck Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddleduck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounshell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East Wisconsin Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
347-637-3859. Fair or foul? That is the question today, people. And I just got to say this one more thing about the Cleveland Cavaliers and congratulations to them again. After this week, the love for Cleveland dies. Okay, but I will truly say this much, and shout out to the Fox Sports family team for pointing this out. I didn't even peep it, and I'm kind of mad that none of us peeped it, especially Vaughn or Micah. When LeBron was trolling the Golden State Warriors with the Ultimate Warrior shirt. I didn't peep that. And I'm a little upset that we didn't call that. No, I didn't know, sometimes I just thought, hey, he likes wrestling. You know,
I kind of, thinking about like, I kind of peeped it with Kevin Love. He was wearing an Austin 316 shirt. So I knew what he meant when he was wearing that one. Ultimate Warrior one, I was kind of like, okay, it's a wrestling theme here. I should have paid more attention. I didn't catch it until like late Sunday night.
Oh, no, he's the Ultimate Warrior. I get it. I got it early.
Ultimate Warrior.
He's the Ultimate Warrior.
And it was in their colors, too. He had the yellow one.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. Exactly. Exactly.
He knew exactly what he was doing. You know, like, I love
he trolled, but you know what? He trolled him the whole time, though. He was trolling him the whole time. He trolled him. And I know it's going to sound funny, but you barely see LeBron James bring his kid to the podium. He was trolling him the whole time.
When he laughed at Klay Thompson's comment.
Yeah, he was doing it the whole time.
You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't get the LeBron hate. I don't get Charles Barkley. And here's my thing. I think Micah put in our group chat discussion a video with Charles Barkley on the other Mike and Mike show. And I'm knocking nobody. I'm not knocking anybody's thought processing because his top five, you can't argue it. Okay, he's older than all of us. So and if you look at things, when we get into a deep discussion outside of our fandom, because when you have a top list, your fandom always gets involved somehow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It is really crazy not to have a Russell, a Jabbar, a Chamberlain. You know what I'm saying? It in your top, because we talk about numbers and rings. Well, guess what? They got numbers and rings. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that fans, I said this earlier in the conversation, stats don't lie. Fans that don't like the stat lie. You know what I mean? So we go, oh, well, that don't count because they were sinners. And they had an easier chance. Michael Jordan was smaller. You know, Allen Iverson was smaller. So, you know, he's the brainest guy under 6 foot. And he's the best two guard. So, therefore, the two guard is the greatest position in basketball. Well, I don't know where that came from, right? But because I always thought basketball, first thing I was taught, if you're tall, you have an easier chance to play score baskets, right? Because you can dunk the basketball. Uh-huh. Right? So why isn't Shaq number one? Why isn't Kareem number one? But because we're fans. That's why. But I'm going to start off right here, right now. Right here, right now. And I'm going to start off with you. Welcome to the program, Wally. Make sure y'all follow him on Urban Sports Scene. He have a NBA draft show tomorrow as Urban Sports Scene did not make it to the airwaves. They said they're going to have a special show this Thursday. Make sure you guys check that out. Fair or foul, starting off with you now, is it fair to say LeBron James is better than Kobe Bryant?
I think it's I feel biased with this whole thing. You know, I'm not a Kobe Bryant fan.
No,
so I'm biased.
I know
I'm
how
honest,
you feel
though.
About I know how you feel about Kobe, but I also know that you know how to separate your you've explained over months and months now, over a year why you don't like Kobe. I can't argue that. You're right. We're talking stats and what we saw.
All right, so this is my thing in terms of looking at it for what it is. Let me put it so people can understand where LeBron and Kobe rank. And so I'm gonna take the biasness away from other people when it comes to Kobe Bryant. If Kobe Bryant had achieved what LeBron just achieved, people would say Kobe Bryant's better than Michael Jordan. I think that's as easy as I can say it in terms of what LeBron has done. If Kobe Bryant has achieved what he's achieved, if Kobe Bryant upset the Golden State Warriors, you would have many people would scream out that Kobe's better than Jordan. So, on the flip side, with LeBron's what LeBron has built up over his career. 4-time league MVP, 3-time finals MVP, 3-time champion, just beat the 73-9 Warriors after being down 3-1, and that's never happened in NBA finals history. Kobe Bryant, of all the stuff he's done in terms of being a scorer and winning championships, he's won championships, I'm not taking that away from him, but Kobe Bryant has 2 finals MVPs. Kobe Bryant has, I believe, 1 NBA MVP. Kobe Bryant has 5 championships. LeBron has 3. So he's 2 more than LeBron. But that, again, we stated that he and it's a different situation. 2 more, he's won 3 with arguably at that time the most dominant basketball player we've seen, period, in a long time, since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, since Wilt Chamberlain. So, again, when you look at LeBron James, we're looking at LeBron versus Kobe, and because of what LeBron has done on other teams with, quote-unquote, you could say lesser talent around him, you can say LeBron James. To me, LeBron James is a better player. He's better than Kobe.
So he says it's fair to say that. Micah, who I know has no dog in this fight towards either player, along the lines of me, I've hated them both practically their whole careers, who then in the later stages of their careers, saw the greatness in both of them. You know what I mean? And I'm different than most fans, and I can admit that. Again, I didn't like Kobe Bryant because he took Brandy to prom. That's supposed to be my woman. To this day, my wife's not too far steps away from me, and she would tell Brandy Norwood, if she was here listening right now, you want him, take him. She said it to her face. I was there, but I think she scared Brandy, why Brandy was reluctant. But Brandy, if she offers me to you a second time, you better take the deal, okay? But that's something I don't like Kobe Bryant. Other than that, I'm a huge fan of what they both do on the basketball court. So, Micah, fair or foul, LeBron James better than Kobe Bryant?
I believe it's fair, and not only for all the reasons that Wally just said, but I'll take some other numbers here further. All right, so if LeBron plays as long as Kobe Bryant played, which will be 20 seasons, LeBron is only on his 13th season, and he's already been to 11 playoffs. He's already been 12 All-Star games. He's already been Finals MVP more than
Kobe Bryant has been Finals MVP. He's already been regular season MVP more than Kobe Bryant has ever been regular season MVP. He's going to tie Kobe Bryant for all NBA first team probably in the next few seasons and surpass him. He's going to pass Kobe Bryant for all NBA teams. I don't know about passing for all defensive first team, but he may tie him. All defensive teams, he may tie him. Scoring leader, I don't know if he's going to tie.
Sorry, just for those who don't know it, he's spitting off stats right now. Go ahead. You know, you're at the barbershop. Sometimes you'd be like, what's the stat?
Hey,
go ahead. Like
it's okay. It's okay. Now look at this. Let's go even further. Okay? Let's go. Points per game, more than Kobe Bryant. Rebounds per game, more than Kobe Bryant. Assists per game, more than Kobe Bryant. Steals, more. Blocks, more. Total points, he's going to catch up and surpass Kobe Bryant. I just know it. Total rebounds, he's already passed Kobe. Assists, I didn't even know Kobe had 6,000 assists, but he did. He already passed that. Steals, he's going to pass him in that. Blocks, already passed him in that. Total games, he's probably going to pass him in that too. And at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, with the combination of all these things combined with the quality of his championship wins, basically this last one too, I understand what you're saying, Chuck. You don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. At the same time, the only other team that you played that came back now from 3-1 against you was Houston. And that was like a long time ago, and that was the Western Conference Finals. No one has done that in the NBA Finals. So you don't have to put him in your top five. You got a good thought process, Chuck. But if it was me, he's top three all day, every day, and he's ahead of Kobe. He's not going to be ahead of Michael Jordan and Kareem not anytime soon. But he's definitely ahead of Will Chamberlain, especially if you want to put rings into the argument. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. That's why I said.
I guess I don't have to say anything. This is where I'm supposed to weigh in and say, you know, who won that battle. Waiting for and there it is. Vaughn says LBJ over Black Mamba. Now, I get that people are saying we're probably living in the moment, right? And to bait that, the moment is what we live for in sports. My wife and I'm discussing with her, and I popped up off the couch getting off work this morning from my first job. And she said, "Oh, your mind is working." You know, and I popped up and I'm thinking, she says, "Why do you guys always compare this?" I say, "I don't know. It's like, why do we compare who's better, Batman or Superman? It's just dumb things that boys who become men do. You know, we debate things, you know, so we live for it actually, you know, to see who's right and who's wrong. I don't know. It can be frivolous to most people, but to us it isn't. But to frivolous things, okay, I can agree with that. When it comes to stats, he has him in more wins, regular season. Let's put it like this. And ask you this question, guys. How many losing seasons have LeBron played in 12 years in the NBA?
One.
Yeah.
One. His first season.
One.
I believe it's I thought his first season he went 500. I thought he went 500
year?
His first season. But
I think his first year, first they were under 500. I thought it was under. But you could check it out. I believe it's one, though. I think it was
his first season. I'll find out.
So he has more regular season wins. He has more postseason wins. He has the numbers to just speak for themselves, okay, because you want to go to Kobe has, I think, about 3 or 4 more points per game than LeBron, career average, okay, maybe 5, but he's not even close to the rebounds and the assists and the steals and the blocks and the shooting percentage and the head-to-head matchups. We talked about what if Jordan played this guy or that. Kobe played against LeBron. And how about this? How many years in the league can you truly say LeBron James, or I'm going to rephrase that, Kobe Bryant was talked about as being the best player in the world? I don't think you've ever heard Kobe is the best player in the world conversation. It maybe one or two seasons, maybe.
Maybe. You're right. No, you're right. Because even when
LeBron
it's
James
funny, cause
has
even,
been called the uh-huh.
No, you're right. Because even when, let's say prior LeBron, like even McGrady was around, a lot of people had McGrady mm-hmm. or Allen Iverson or, you know, mm-hmm. Shaq.
Shaq was still around.
People were talking about them.
Shaq was still around. Right.
Yeah, people were talking about them as the best players in the league. Tim Duncan, too, Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Around that time, people had Tim Duncan probably deemed the best player. Kobe Bryant was, other than that year, about 2 years, he was deemed, like, probably the best player. Like, a lot of people looked at him as the best player in the NBA.
And that's another great, valid point. Kobe Bryant has not been, LeBron James, for at least 9 of his 12 years, has been mm-hmm. considered the best player in the world. Year in after year out, he has. I'm just being honest here, guys. I'm not living in the moment, but the moment is now. It's completely fair to say LeBron James over Mamba, not taking nothing from Kobe Bryant at all. And if somebody said, well, people, LeBron needs a bunch of help to win championships. The Mamba did it by himself. Really? I'm sorry. I can't remember the last time I heard anybody ever in this league. Okay. And not, only I've only been in radio for 7 years, 5 years. I've never, ever heard nobody tell me they want to go play with Kobe Bryant. Everybody wants to play with LeBron James. Everybody.
There's a reason for that.
And they're going to say, oh, because he's a gunner and he's not a gunner. Gunners don't necessarily win championships. And if one more person tell me that Mike Jordan didn't have help, I'm a Bulls fan. I watched it my whole life. Without Paxton, without Harper, without Rodman, without Pippen, Jordan don't have no rings. And something that y'all pointed out to me yesterday that I'm starting to finally realize, and it took me, especially when it came to Peyton Manning, it's not his fault he doesn't have championships. I'm realizing that, guys. And this is why I love the when you have fair or foul and you have arguments where you're 100% one way, but you're intelligent to listen to your friends and people that you respect, your colleagues, that tell you, yo, Mike, you know that it's a team sport? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that it takes a whole team to win a championship. So
that's all I've been saying, man. That's all I've been saying. And everyone who wants to make it seem like that, you are the biggest Chicago Bulls fan I know. I mean, you've been ride or die with him the whole time. So you've seen Michael Jordan miss key shots. You've seen him miss clutch shots. You've seen him make bad passes. You've seen him play bad games. But everyone has this allure of the greatest player of all time making it seem like that he never made a mistake. And I'm sitting here like, guys, it's okay. Michael Jordan was still human. Yes, he walked in the sky for about 5 seconds, but he was still human. I mean, gravity eventually pulled him back down. So, man, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, all these guys who are Hall of Fame players and are the major stars on their particular team still have to have good role players or other stars in order to achieve their individual success and their individual and team success. And when you see the types of teams that LeBron James has played on versus the types of teams that Kobe Bryant has played on and the types of coaches that LeBron James had in comparison to the coach that Kobe Bryant had, come on, guys. Come on. Really? But he has more rings. Dallas has more rings than Green Bay. But I think one franchise is being run better than the other right now and has been for the last 15 years. Rings ain't got nothing to do with continuity. Just saying.
Rings. It's about the rings. All right. Let's move on. Fair or foul, guys? And I'm going to keep it here with the basketball theme, if you will, so to speak. The NBA players going towards Team USA this year in Rio de Janeiro, there's a virus going on. It's very unsafe. If this mosquito bites you, you might die, right? Technically, the Olympics shouldn't be there, right? But let me ask you this question, and everybody knows, I know I'm not as patriotic as I used to be, and that's just the way that this country has treated my people in the last 2 years. Well, heck, they've been treating us this way for many, many years. I'm just waking up to the fact of it being more prevalent. But I still love my country when it comes to any other country, okay? USA overall. I love the Olympics. I'm a big fan of Olympics. Shout out to my girl, Randy Miller, bronze medal winner. I know she was unable to make the she didn't make the Olympic team this year, but she's still giving support out to Team USA Wrestling. Is it fair or foul to say that the NBA players are not – I'm trying to phrase it. I had it written a certain way, and I don't like how I wrote it. So is it fair or foul to say the NBA players not going over to the Olympics when they're the only team in representing the United States that are even having this conversation? Starting with you, Micah.
I believe that it's fair for our elite NBA athletes to do what they're doing. There are elite NBA athletes. You know, they don't want to catch a virus that, you know, if for those of them that want to start families, can cause birth effects. The virus doesn't necessarily kill you as much as it causes birth effects and pass that on to your children. What I believe,
well, a lot of basketball players, I know your kids anyway, over there. You know, basketball players ain't like they impotent. So maybe they should go over there anyway so they can stop having some.
That's true.
they got a lot of baby mamas.
Well, you know, all these guys that are not playing on Team USA, you know, I understand other people are playing this basketball and are playing for their country and are competing for their country because that's what they do. These guys already have a multi-million dollar career
as the elite of their particular sport. They're technically professionals, and the Olympics was actually supposed to be meant for amateurs, but that's where it's gotten to. Everyone's professional now. Everyone's got these specialized camps,
things like that. Let me get a blind tag in there. It had to be done. Because I thought it was unfair that we were the only country not sending our professionals. Other countries have been sending their professionals in every one of their competitions since the inception or since it became professionals, leagues. They've been sent over there for decades, and we didn't start until the 90s. Just to put that in perspective, I thought we had to do that, although I don't like that we do that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm with you. I'm with you totally. I'm with you totally on that. That's exactly why we did it. And then when we sent our real professionals over, that's why they got smashed. That's why I was so surprised when we actually lost that one Olympics. Like, we lost one? But we actually do basketball
they
here all the time. I ain't gonna lie. I honestly didn't think that we put our top players in the D-League against on that team, that we'll still win.
Wow. That team did.
That's my arrogance. Pretty much. Retired Allen Iverson would actually, some of these guys in these other places, I mean, go against David Black's turkey, and we'll just smash them. Anyway, but no, I think it's fair for them to make decisions for their personal career. They don't have to do it. They don't have to represent their country. They're already a professional outside of the Olympics. So I would say that's a good way to give an opportunity to people who need that basketball experience and who could actually benefit from that environment on that level, because some of them may not even see the level of a Western Conference or NBA Finals.
So, fair or foul, Micah?
Oh, it's fair.
All right. Going with you, Wally. Fair or foul? These NBA players are punking out, going to the Olympics.
Well, fair that they're punks or foul that they're not? I mean, so are they punking out? I want
to.
I want to make sure to say it correctly.
Yeah, well,
No. I don't think they're punking out.
Okay.
I don't think they're punking out. I think they're doing what they need. You know, they worry about their health. I'm not really. I can't knock a man or anybody
who
decides that.
No other team, USA team, has even mentioned this. I know there's a difference, and I like how Micah brought up professional versus. You know, the money is completely different in basketball than it is in any of these in track and field and swimming. You know, outside of Michael Phelps, I don't think nobody else is getting paid like these NBA players are. You know what I'm saying?
Rory McIlroy, who plays golf, isn't going. So I mean, he doesn't play for. He's not United States. You know, he doesn't play for the United States.
And
I believe he represents Australia or something.
Why is golf even being represented in the Olympics?
Dude,
please,
who are you telling, man? Look, I'm just playing to play. I'm just playing, quote unquote, whatever you want to call them. I ain't want to call them athletes, but you know what I mean. You know, whatever.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's a sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather have golf than curling.
I think curling is more entertaining.
I can't watch either. That's why I'm like, I can't watch.
Yeah,
either.
I don't know. They both are horrible.
I'm not going to knock anybody who's concerned about their health, but I don't think the players are that educated on the Zika virus, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because some individuals I feel like who backed out would be, you know, I think they're over exaggerating the whole situation. But I know if you're scared about it and you're scared that you can catch it because, you know, mosquito bites you and whatnot, and you know, you plan on having kids. I mean, I get it. You know, I get it. It's not like Yeah, but people need to understand too. When it comes to this virus, and like a lot of people think that once you get bit, you're gonna have it. It's about 30. But I get it. The fear is there. Any percentage is dangerous. So I understand. But I want people to understand. Like, if you get bit by a mosquito in that country, you can. There's a chance that you'll still be okay. There's a high chance. But there is a chance that you can, you know, contract the virus too at the same time. So, people should be careful. So,
hasn't that been rumored that half of them have the got the herp anyway? You know, I'm just saying.
I
follow the blogs. Okay, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. NBA players of all players, they should not be ones complaining, worried about this.
I know they wrong. You know,
wrong.
They wrong. I mean, don't get it twisted. They wrong.
I'm gonna say foul, man. It's like Draymond Green kicking in the nuts. It
shouldn't happen. Fair. Yo, thinking about that, you know he kicked Curry in the face towards the end of Game 7?
No, I saw when you sent that, and I saw that. But, again, at that point, he should be suspended for the first game of next season as well. I agree. Fair or foul? AJ Styles would not be in the WWE if Daniel Bryan never had to retire. I'm going to start off with you, Micah, because I think I'm watching the Stone Cold podcast, which, by the way, I got to say this. If you watched it, I watched it with my wife. Stone Cold was on something, people. Okay, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he had too many beers. He took a painkiller with the beer, but he was on one during that podcast. But just some things that were said, and one of the things I love about myself, I'm going to give myself a self high five. Shout out to DDP, friend of the program. Yes, I've interviewed DDP. Was that I like when players, or athletes and guys you see on television that you admire for the accomplishments and the athleticism that they do, say, he said, how does it feel to be here? He said, or something along those lines, Stone Cold, or asked him, he said, that something about along the lines, I shouldn't even be here. And I saw the humbleness that was then AJ Styles. And I saw AJ Styles doing this podcast that I would like to see. But I don't think people that are not diehard AJ Styles fans, and I'll be real with you, I'm not a diehard AJ Styles fan. I'm a fan. I've watched him since I can remember. Okay, I think he's phenomenal in the ring. That's his namesake, all pun intended when I say that. But I think his personality is really better than he's getting credit for. I know I've made fun of John Cena killing him in promo battles. That's his personality. As I watched his interview, and I think he has a great personality. But I do. It made me think, if Daniel Bryan was still here, would they need the likes of an AJ Styles? They had to replace the internet darling with somebody. Daniel Bryan arguably was the biggest internet sensation in wrestling history. Okay, that you can truly say the people got him the belt. The Rock calls himself the people champion, with all due respect towards the great one, and he is the most electrifying man in all of entertainment. The people's champion was Daniel Bryan. Fair or foul, Micah, AJ Styles would not be in the WWE if Daniel Bryan was still around.
I think it's foul. And here's why I think it's foul. Your guy who we acknowledge on this show has done some phenomenal things, pun intended, for the WWE. Your man, Triple H, has been building a brand in NXT. And if AJ Styles didn't go straight to the main roster, he would have been in NXT. And I believe it's because of the thought process of Triple H to bring great talent worldwide and poaching in New Japan Pro Wrestling talent, poaching ROH talent, poaching that other show who we no longer mention anymore because Jeff Hardy somehow became Sindel. Matt Hardy became Sindel all of a sudden. It's weird. So
retarded.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what I feel would have been done. Daniel Bryan had not been had to retire, I believe AJ Styles would have then still been able to come in. And, yeah, he probably would have done some stuff with Cena, but the match that people would have wanted to see was Daniel Bryan against AJ Styles because we know what kind of match they would have been able to put on.
Right.
And I believe it would have just brought even more because that's what – I mean, if you think about all the Triple H's acquisitions – who has he been – who some of his biggest names outside of the people that are homegrown have been indie darlings, have been the hottest talent on the independent wrestling scene. I'm actually surprised that he didn't pick up Ricochet. At least I didn't see Ricochet's name for the Cruiserweight Classic. He's Prince Puma in Lucha Underground, for those who do not know.
Right.
So I'm actually surprised. So I think it's foul. I think that Triple H was going to push in that direction regardless of who was on the roster, and the depletion of the roster due to injuries sped the process up.
All right. I like that. And wow, it's a face that couldn't get into place for 15 years. AJ Styles fan again on this one, Wally. Fair or foul? Daniel Bryan's here. There's no need for AJ Styles.
I believe that's fair, and I like AJ Styles, but I just think that Daniel Bryan left a void in the WWE, like a guy that the fans can get behind and root for, a guy that who is an awesome, is a great wrestler, and really takes pride in his craft. So I think in terms of that genre, and that demographic of people who just love a gifted wrestler and a guy who brings excitement with high flying and able to do things in the ring with in-ring ability, other than just, high flying ability. I think AJ Styles is the only reason AJ Styles was signed by WWE was because of Daniel Bryan, and his situation.
I got to also say fair. And, of course, I know someone would think that I would say that because, you know, I've always been deemed tech. I hashtagged myself hashtag WWE guy. But I have to think with the success that he had, I know that Triple H has a lot of power in the back, right? I know ultimately Vince McMahon makes the decision. I know that Triple H has been in his ear, that he trusts him enough. He has his family back in full. But I still think he makes the final decision. And I think when you see what Daniel Bryan accomplished with the people, that it's hard to take away from him and his success that he had there. And it's just no way that I can truly believe that if he's there, even though I would love to have seen that matchup, Micah, I think you're 100% right on that one. However, what is the need for an AJ Styles type guy if you have Daniel Bryan still? There is no need. So I do wonder the importance of AJ Styles to the company, Micah. Your last answer rebuttal that. But I got to say fair. I don't think if Daniel Bryan's there, we ever get an AJ Styles. We get an AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan.
Well, I mean, I can understand where you come from that perspective. And so my only counter to that would then be, well, you could have had Kevin Owens without Sami Zayn. You could have had Sami Zayn without Kevin Owens. Bringing them both in, however, gives you a raw, organic feud that you can just milk for, like, the next 5 to 10 years. They've already been doing it for 15, and no one cares that they've been doing it for 15. You know, why bring a Shinsuke Nakamura over, the guy who's king of strong style? People would love to have seen Daniel Bryan's strong style kicks against Nakamura's strong style kicks. Why bring a guy like him over? Yeah, I know he doesn't necessarily high fly, but he does. He has so much charisma oozing out of him, and he can do so much dazzling. Why bring Austin Aries over? Who cares? I mean, these guys, they constantly bring in guys who can bring this to the table and can give you that indie darling level. Because if you think about it, CM Punk was in at the same time as Daniel Bryan. They both were in there. Why bring Finn Balor over? So all these guys they're bringing, I believe it was a process to begin with, and the void left by Daniel Bryan sped up the already existing process. And that's just what I honestly believe. Because there's too many of these guys that collectively that have popularity equal, if not greater, than what Daniel Bryan had leaving from the indie scene to the WWE. As far as the indie scene,
right? But I don't think his internet popularity prior to WWE is what got him to WWE necessarily. I think it was his hard work and continual getting, you know, how they go back in the tryouts after the tryouts after the tryouts. But I think
when you talk about Daniel Bryan.
When you witness Occupy Raw, when you witness WrestleMania 30. When you boo Rey Mysterio because you want Daniel Bryan at number 30 and not Rey Mysterio, there's nobody bigger than in the fans' eyes, in my opinion, because you booed Ray. Ray has never been booed for nothing. That's Rey Mysterio. That's true.
When's the last time? The last time Rey Mysterio may have been booed is when he took his mask off in WCW.
And I don't even think he was booed then. And I think it was booed the situation. Not. I think it was the situation people were booing.
Yeah. It was. but like I said, I don't knock why you say it's fair. I totally understand the foundation, the principles, and the thought process behind why you think it's fair. There's just too many evidence that just shows that there's a lot of guys that are being pulled from the indie scenes that if Daniel Bryan was still healthy, that they will still be used. And a lot of them will probably be used and fused with Daniel Bryan, or at least be put in the tag team.
I just wish the people chant was still there. And I can't. That don't even sound right coming off the top of my tongue, because The Rock is The Rock. But I think, you know, I think Wally, you said it when we were discussing Ali or J. Chris about if Ali doesn't call himself the greatest, you know, then we use that term. The Rock was the first one to really come out and say, "I'm the people's champ." You know what I mean? So the people gravitated towards it. You know what I'm saying? But if you look at, and again, Rocky has millions and millions. I'm not, trust me, people, I am not at all talking about The Rock's popularity, okay? I just think when it came to what the people wanted, The Rock was going to be there regardless because he was just that good. And the company saw it and the fans saw it. Daniel Bryan, the company didn't believe in him. The people made the company believe in him. That's why I give him that acronym, the Real People's Champ. Fair or foul, keep it in the wrestling terminology. Fair or foul to suspend Roman Reigns for 30 days when there's really, truly no punishment that he will face being involved. Starting off with you, Micah, he will be at Battleground. 30 days, he'll be back, I believe, July 20th, or the Raw before, okay, or after the live SmackDown before Battleground. So everybody's like, oh, Roman Reigns is gone. Yeah, we won't get the triple threat. It should have been in SummerSlam in the first place. When have y'all realized that WWE knows what they're doing lately? They have not had a bad anything since WrestleMania. So think about it. The suspension was timely. He lost the title because it was timely. I'm not even surprised if he won't get the belt back unless they treat him like they treated Big Tongue, a.k.a. as my wife refers to him as the five-time All-American Jack Swagger. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still a huge Jack Swagger fan. But fair foul, Micah. The suspension for Roman Reigns, not really a suspension. He gets to go home with his wife and kids for 30 days.
Because of everything that you said and looking at it closely, I'm going to say the suspension is foul, and I smell a meat byproduct. What is that meat byproduct? I refuse to stand for this baloney.
You got to warn me. You have to warn me when you have a baloney conversation approaching. I'm
ready for
the baloney.
What baloney was for?
I guess I'm not that intelligent.
It's all good. But look, folks, you don't know me by now. M.E. has been learning from MP1 a lot. And one of the things he learned was not to fall for any baloney. This right here, folks, is not like, come on, think about it. What has Roman Reigns been going through since WrestleMania? He's been going through, I drop down my fist, and the crowd goes, boo. There it is. Every single time. And look,
Just adult fans.
Conspiracy theories about piped in crowd noise aside. What's one of the best ways that you could get a guy off of TV who you may get the championship back to in about 30 days? Oh, you're suspended. Because you decided to go ahead and maybe dive into some booger sugar or something. I don't know what you did, brother.
Was it booger sugar? Was it the wet cigarette weed?
Was it a funny cigarette?
Okay, it's a hell of a drug.
but that's what I think. In my opinion, I wouldn't be surprised if this whole thing was nothing but a work to get Roman Reigns off of TV so that everything can be pumped through Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, who can carry a few just fine without him.
I'd have manufactured an injury, though. I got to be honest. I think they already knew about the suspension. I think it was the same thing that happened with UFC with Anderson Silva, right? They knew that he was going to throw that drug. They already knew he had throw that drug test before that fight that he had. But they let the fight go through because they needed to get the pay-per-view in there. So I think, like, if they were going to – that's the worst way to take him off the TV, just to put that out there, because he has an image. WWE has an image. They're trying to keep an image, and he had an image that they were trying to build. So – I don't even know why they even had the wellness policy, to be honest with you, when the guy was literally in the back saying, I'm not going to give you these steroids, but if the door is open and you take them, I'm just saying. So I don't think they'd have put that on TV. I think you could have manufactured an injury, in my opinion. You know, the fist that he hits on the ground, everybody boos, he sprained his wrist or broke his wrist or something. I don't know.
That would be perfect.
I don't think you'd have – shut up. But I think it was the
– cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Wally, fair or foul, the suspension by the WWE on Roman Reigns?
It was foul. Like, you already know he's not – I mean, he's not going to miss anything. Like, what's the use of a suspension? He's not being punished. There's no real punishment. He's going to be on the pay-per-view. He's going to get an – I mean, forget about winning the title because, you know, obviously, I mean, that's how – if the story's going to run that way. But he gets the opportunity to perform on a big-time pay-per-view with, you know, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. I think it's totally foul. I mean, he should be punished. He should get the Randy Orton treatment and be gone. And then he can come back when he's learned his lesson and been revamped. So I think it's totally foul.
You're dead. Wow. Okay. All right. He said give him the Randy Orton treatment. Okay. As I the Randy Orton treatment. 347-637-3859. I think it's completely foul. He misses no time off. No good importance is missed out of this. But hey, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come right back. Solar Sports, and we got a lot more to go with Farrah Fallon, my JMO, Chicago organization. You're gonna hear fans really rip your organization. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio 1340. WHAP, Hope.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108 and say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan. 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Colonial Heights, and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Martin Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town. Dread Setters, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounshell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East West Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Welcome back, Solar Sports, with your truly Mike Knox here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. What's going on, Tri-State area? What's going on, Charlottesville? What's going on, Rockville? What's going on, Richmond, Petersburg, Hopewell, for J. Chris, Accomack? What's going on out there, everybody? What's going on, D.C.? What's going on, Delaware? What's going on all around the world? We know we got fans and tours in the U.K. We know we got fans and tours in my hometown, Chicago. And yeah, my JMO. Yeah, I'm going to end the show with that because as my pastor once did, I'm going to drop the microphone and be out on that one. But fair or foul, as Micah's back here on the program on his way karaoke, man, is that tonight?
I'm not the one that's hosting it. But you know, we partners in crime, so there's so much equipment that we have, so we share it. So I'm Mr. Delivery Man today.
All right. Well, fair or foul? Start with you, Wally. Redskins to repeat in the NFC. They are the favorite, which shocked me. And I know our personality here, where Barbershop Talk meets radio, the show, the pros and icons. Listen to you. Thank you, Vaughn, for that one. And Shawn Michaels retweet. You can never. I'm sorry, Shawn Michaels listens to my program. I'm sorry. I got a little excited. I'm sorry. No broke back. But they're the favorite. They're the favorite. And I'm shocking about that because I still think that the Dallas Cowboys, if healthy, is the best team in the NFC East. I hate it, but the additions to Norman, the draft pick, you tell me right now. I'm trying to think what secondary in the NFC, period, outside of Seattle, can stop the passing offense of the Washington Redskins if you give Kirk Cousins time in the pocket. It's gonna be a great season to be a Redskins fan. So they're favorite. So is it fair or to say they're favorite, Wally?
I think it's fair because they won the division last year. They made improvement. You got Josh Norman. To a lot of people, you know, had him. I'm not gonna say I was, but a lot of folks had him rated as the best cornerback last season. Towards the end of the year before last, they people were high on him. I'm not gonna speak for myself because I think he's a solid cornerback, but I'm also on that. But again, that was a good acquisition. You got the drafting of Dotson, who now you hear comparisons with him to AJ Green mixed in with DeSean Jackson. Garcon, Jordan Reed, you signed Vernon Davis to be your secondary tight end. I want to say it again, your secondary tight end. Now, people say he's done.
Vernon Davis. Right.
Vernon Davis to be your secondary tight end. Like, this is there's no pressure on him to play at a high level. He's going to get good matchups because he's not the premier tight end. So you got Vernon Davis, Jordan Reed.
He might be a third down threat. He might be a serious
yeah,
third down threat.
Exactly. Because now you look at Vernon Davis, the guy that people – wanted people. Vernon Davis, the guy that was San Francisco's best pass catching threat, right? Now, regardless of what happened to him in terms of skill diminishing, he is now a secondary part, and now so that makes him going. In that position, he's now going against linebackers who can't cover. When Jordan Reed is now going against safeties and linebackers who can cover and still beating them who are trying to cover him. Now Vernon Davis is probably going to get some of the lesser covering linebackers or safeties. So it's like you look at the weapons that Kirk Cousins has on the offensive side of the ball, and defensively, you know, you have a bunch of moving parts. You got Rashard Breeland, who's getting better every year, teamed up with Josh Norman. You got D'Angelo Hall moving up to safety. There's a lot of good things happening in D.C. in terms of improving this team. You're going to have Junior Gallette come back from injury, the guy who averaged 10-plus sacks with the New Orleans Saints. So he's now going to have a full year. You got Ryan Kerrigan, who's going to have a healthy year. We saw what Preston Smith did last year, the rookie. Had over, you know, he led the rookies in sacks last year. So there's so many good things that's going on in D.C. with this team. And Kirk Cousins, and just adding Kirk Cousins, he gets a whole year knowing that he's a starter, another full season knowing he's a starter with those weapons. So, yeah, to me, this team, when you look at this team, I'm not surprised they've been picked to be first place. I'm all about seeing that product in training camp, preseason, and the regular season. I think we all can have a good understanding what the team can do then.
Well, Michael will be at training camp. I will be at training camp. And, you know, when I'm at training camp, I give you the best coverage that I can give you in an honest perspective of what I see on the field. I think it's also fair because I have to stand by my morals. That's what I was getting to earlier when I said it is the barbershop, but I try to stand for something. If you don't stand for something, what they say, you stand for nothing at all, right? I've always lived by until you beat the defending champion, you're the favorite. Doesn't matter. Unless your team has been completely decimated, you know what I'm saying? I believe you're the favorite. And like I said, I think with the addition of Josh Norman, this defense is already starting to look good last year. He had a couple of secondary problems. You're bringing this quote-unquote shutdown corner. You can say that he was a product of the system, whatever. He could become a product of another system, okay? I know he talks trash. I think he's a Washington, D.C. kind of player, okay? I think he fits in perfect here. I think he fits in perfect with this team that they have right now. And again, offensively, I don't see – I know one thing. I'm going to hate to play against him in Madden 17. Micah, fair or foul, the Washington Redskins are the NFC Eastern favorite to win the NFC East?
I'm going to go fair on this one, and the reason why I'm going to go fair is you take everything that Wally said and put it in this perspective. Of all the teams that were NFC champions over the last, I believe, 5 years, we had different champions, very few of them at any point in time actually took the time to improve the overall quality of their team. And from what I can see, the Redskins is the only team in the last few years on the NFC East that actually took time to make legitimate improvements on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Scott McClellan, by far right now, has been killing it when it comes to being the best general manager in the NFC East, in my opinion. And because the way he's trying to make things work around Kirk Cousins, give him more confidence, more weapons, and to actually give him even a better defense. They had a good defense last year. Now their defense even gotten better because they actually have a quarterback that can actually, like, shut down somebody or at least get under their doubles a little bit. You know, because certain teams will play one side of the field, nothing will happen. They play the other side of the field, I'm not going to say who, and all of a sudden they just get catches and touchdowns. And so now you got both sides of the field covered. You've improved both your offense and your defense, and you have a general manager that actually cares about special teams. Wally pointed that out thoroughly. When's the last time you ever had a general manager that cared about special teams?
Ozzie's
a beast. Ozzie's awesome.
Now we got somebody to match Ozzie. Someone who can finally match Ozzie, understanding that, hey, special teams is kind of important.
Yeah.
So,
and honestly, Seattle too. And Seattle, Pete Carroll and his team.
I'm not a fan of that team, but I have to respect how they were built.
Yeah, I do that too. But again, like you got to think of Scott McGlone, and you mentioned Scott McGlone and how he's worried about the whole team and taking care of the whole team, including special teams. But Scott McGlone, you know, he did that in Seattle. I mean, when he was little, he got that from the Seattle San Francisco 49ers motto. That's what he's about. He's about getting tough guys on this team, and we all know that special teams, it's a bunch of tough guys. So that's it. When you look at how successful San Francisco was with Jim Harbaugh and Scott McGlone helped draft some of those people, and then even in Seattle, what he helped in Seattle and some of the guys he brought in, you know, it's the same thing. The same thing applies. So you even see people like in Seattle, people like Earl Thomas, and sometimes Cam Chancellor playing special teams. We're talking about your star safety, and that doesn't happen often. So special teams is always valued. You could tell, you know, when a team values special teams, that means they're nine times out of ten, they're a pretty good team all around the board.
Oh, we're in agreement there with the fair here, the Washington Redskins, and the love in which I am giving the Washington Redskins right now. I'm sorry. I took the beginning, and my wife said this. She said, "Baby, I know you're an Eagles fan." But did the Eagles ever, buy you dinner, buy you lunch, walk you into the media booth, have you a training camp? And I played in the Media Bowl last year, and I hope to play again this year. And I had my Redskins shirt on they gave me. Underneath of it, I had my Eagles tank top. I couldn't let that burgundy and gold touch my skin. But I am still all Ron Burgundy.
That's how you do it. That was exactly how you do it.
That's what, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to sit back and be like, this is real? No, that's not what we do. Fair or foul? I'm going to start with you on this one, Wally. Say Bryce Harper has fizzled out. Over the last 20 games, he had a total of 4 home runs. He had a total of 16 hits and just 15 RBIs. He did this a couple years back in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He talked earlier in the season about it's the beginning of the season. Let's hold off. We're kind of at the All-Star break. Okay, we're right around the dog days of summer are literally about to hit. Mm-hmm. What's going on with Bryce Harper? Is it fair or foul to say he has fizzled out?
I think it's foul only because it's a long season. I've seen baseball players turn it on after people have written them off. I'll give an example. Chris Davis had one stint when he was barely hitting. He wasn't even hitting 200.
Yeah.
And he was hitting. He didn't have a lot of home runs. And all of a sudden, he got super hot, and he was an MVP candidate. So when you look at Bryce Harper, he still has the ability. He still works the count. He's still a guy who will take walks. So he's not a wild swinger. Just his approach is cool. Right now, his swing is a little jacked up. You can see he's pulling off on the ball. When on certain off-speed pitches, he's pulling off. Usually Bryce Harper, he's on that pitch. He takes it the other way, or he pulls it for a home run. So I feel like it's just a matter of time when he gets his timing back that he'll go on a streak. Will it be on a streak to a point where it can lead him to league MVP or something? I don't think so. I think he's too far behind right now. But I wouldn't be surprised if Bryce Harper got hot and all of a sudden we're talking about Bryce Harper as like that guy again and, putting him in contention with some of the great baseball players this season. So I feel like when it's a 162-game season, we have this. You'll have people going on a terrible streak. They can't hit. And all of a sudden they get super hot when you think they can't miss anything. So I'm going to call it foul for now.
Okay, Mike, a fair foul. Bryce Harper fizzling out in D.C. right now.
It's totally foul because the only way we can really say that with justification is if it was September. If it was September, then it would be totally fair. This is not September. This is coming towards the end of June, about to get started with July, haven't even hit the All-Star break yet. For Christ's sake, folks, it's 162 games. Calm down. Just like you had a clock. Look, our Orioles, the games will be coming on at 6:30. Our Orioles started out red hot. But we had to understand it was 162 games. They started out white hot. But, it's settled back down. And then they've been having the streak where they've been just killing it. And then they'll settle back down. It's the same thing with Bryce Harper. It's the same thing with good pitchers. They're going to have some times where they're just going to destroy people. And plus, they pitch every five starts. So, come on. It's too long of a season to be worried about whether or not a hitter is hitting effectively as he did in the first 25 games of the season. It's okay. We're not even at halftime yet when it comes to the baseball season. We're good.
Well, there you have it. I'm going to take our last break of the day. Come back, fair or foul, one more time, and Mike Knox's JMO. I'm sorry, guys. Enough is enough. No, that was yesterday. But today, I'm about to light a fire underneath the Chicago Bulls organization. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio, 1340.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo in Hopewell with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Cloninger Heights and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088. Or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Parton Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounsell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East Wisconsin Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886. 404-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
347-637-3859 is the number to call in. Listening, to the Stolen Sports with yours truly, Mike Pyramid and the crew. Jay Chris is not here today. Should be back tomorrow as we bring y'all our second annual NBA mock to the NBA. You know how we did last year, one of us go at a time. We're going to do a randomizer this time to see who goes first. If you go first, we already know who you would be picking, right? So, unless it was me. But, you know, we already know what's going to happen. So, we can't do a mock draft and then just be in your feelings. So, I'm like, well, no, I wouldn't pick this. We already know what's happening. So, I'm going to make this my JMO. I don't think I'm ready. I don't think they're ready, Wally. I don't really want to piss anybody off. You know, when I don't. Is that okay to do that?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not mad. I wouldn't be mad at all.
You sure?
I'm sure, man. I'm sure like deodorant, dude. I'm
like deodorant.
Like deodorant.
Okay.
I'm like good.
You sure you feel like deodorant?
You said sure. You said sure. I'm like deodorant, dude. I'm good.
I get that, but I use degree.
Degree?
I haven't used sure in years. Like,
man,
you're not.
Once they got me with that commercial, sure, unsure.
You've been a fan since then.
Marketing, okay. Their marketing ploy beat one with me easily.
All right, well, listen, I gotta get this off my chest, y'all. Mike Knox is here, and I gotta say this, man. I gotta be honest. What are you doing, Chicago Bulls? No, get go. Is that the best music? I'm gonna flip out right now, and that's the best you can give me. That ain't hard enough. Cause what I gotta say, that ain't hard enough. Yeah, I need something better. Find something better. No, I don't want to hear that either. Give me something that I can rock out to, okay? Cause I'm mad, okay? Switch it up. No, that's not real enough either, Wally, for this one. That ain't real enough for this one either.
Not real enough?
No, that's not real enough. I'm really mad.
Well, you were supposed to be a rider.
There we go. Yeah. That's how I feel. Right. Yeah! I can't say what you really said after that part, right? I can't really say it. But, all right, Chicago Bulls. There's things you don't do in sports. Philadelphia Eagles, you don't release Brian Dawkins. Or measly pieces of money. He's an eagle for life. Really should have been. You don't trade a hometown kid to New York. In case you don't know, the New York Knicks have acquired Derrick Rose for my Chicago Bulls. My Chicago Bulls. For Robin Lopez? He's not even better than his brother. For Jose Calderon? I'm sorry, really? Jerry Grant, look, I get you bringing back Horace Grant's son. You know old Horace Grant, nothing. I saw the magic moment. He gonna send Derrick Rose to New York. I get that in the last, 2 years ago, he played those minimum amount of games with the torn ACL in one knee and the other knee. I get that. But you don't do that. He's a hometown kid. You let him make the decision or not. I think it was a horrible move by this organization, one in which I have not liked since they told Michael Jordan, we're not going to re-sign you. For those who don't know that, Jerry Reinsdorf told Mike, the Bulls would have won five straight. But the ownership said, nope, I'm not spending that much money. George Steinbrenner wouldn't have did that. Oh, no. George Steinbrenner would not have did that day. He rest in peace, the greatest owner of any sports franchise ever. But no. Jerry Reinsdorf gets rid of Michael Jordan. And now the other part on the ship, but he still owns, gets rid of Derrick Rose. MVP. Rookie of the year. Do you remember what the Bulls looked like before Derrick Rose got there? I do. I do. They were unwatchable. Not the Bulls. Not the lovable Bulls. The unwatchable Bulls. And you trained Derrick Rose
to New York City.
I have not cheered for anything in the city of New York besides their cheesecake since 1986. By the way, my wife was four. Yeah, I got a hot wife. Young, too. You should try to get like me. However, I am now forced to support the New York Knicks. Not be a fan, but I can't wish no ill will on them anymore, Wally. I can't do it. Because next I hear Joakim Noah might be a possibility. And then I might become Brian Waters and have to have two basketball teams. Okay.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Hold on. If you're going to fire him.
I'm sorry.
You sent Derrick Rose to New York. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen, guys, we're going to get out of here. Baseball is up next. Listen, oh, God. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. Because, frankly, people, that's crazy. Just like trading Derrick Rose to the New York Knicks. Get out of here, y'all. See you tomorrow. NBA draft. Derrick Rose is
time. Very talented. I'm God gifted. It does feel the difference.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is that why you are here?
This is the Soul of Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
If you're not down.